This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. We've talked about bugging out of cities and the importance of getting out of Democrat-run cities since there's no police protection and the cities are just being surrendered over to Black Lives Matter terrorists and so on. You pay high taxes, you get no services. But this podcast, which is a short one, it's about bugging out of states and the very important reason to bug out of liberal states, even if you live in a rural area or a conservative area of a liberal state. You may want to consider bugging out of the entire state. This goes for all of you in Northern California, rural Oregon, rural Washington. You know what I'm talking about. Rural Arizona, rural New Mexico, especially all those states. You need to get out of the Democrat states because a breakup of the union is coming. The United States of America will not exist in its current configuration much past the coming election. That's my prediction. Well, certainly not any longer than the year 2025, but probably within the next 1 to 2 years, you're going to start seeing America breaking apart. And when that happens, you absolutely need to be in a conservative state, that is a state that respects property rights, that respects human rights, that is that you own your body and you can't be forced to take a vaccine against your will, right? A state that respects the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, of course, the Tenth Amendment, that goes without saying. But you've got to get to a state that has this philosophical foundation. And there are not that many states that are even possible to save from the big collapse that's coming. I mean, Texas, that's where I live and that's where I'm staying. And it's a good choice for lots of reasons. Utah is another state. Idaho, Wyoming, you know, Colorado seems like it's already gone full libtard at this point because of the dominance of Boulder and Denver, of course, and other areas of Colorado. Some states are sort of on the line. They could go either way, like Missouri, which was, of course, a split state during the Civil War as well, both North and South came out of Missouri. But Indiana, you know, Florida, looking at, Nevada probably is going to go conservative. But you definitely have to get out of the radical liberal states like Connecticut and Maryland, New Jersey, New York, you know, California, Oregon, Washington, a few others like that. Virginia, obviously, has become a full-blown libtard state under the control of Governor Northam, who is a blackface wearing, bigot Democrat. But the way this is going to look is you're going to start seeing, after this coming election, you're going to start seeing states nullifying the federal government. Now, if Trump wins the election, you'll see states like California starting to nullify federal influence. They may even start to announce that they're no longer going to participate in the federal income tax, things like that, you know? But if Trump loses, if Biden wins or whoever they're gonna run, like Michael Obama, then you'll have states like Texas that will start to say we're seceding or we're nullifying federal rules and laws. In fact, this process has already begun. So where you see, even in California, you see mask mandates now. You have sheriffs in certain counties that say, we're not going to enforce those mask mandates, right? You see judges in Hawaii nullifying President Trump's executive orders, for example. You see gun sanctuary counties and cities and some states springing up all across America as Democrats are trying to pass gun restrictions. There are local entities that are nullifying the gun restrictions. So this is actually the beginning of the breakup. It's already happening. In fact, on the left, the Democrats have their sanctuary cities, which nullify federal law on immigration. I mean, that's been going on for years. So this process is underway. But when the crap hits the fan, you absolutely need to physically have your ass and your feet in the state that has the principles you want to live under. If you are anywhere in California, even rural California, you're going to be living under absolute tyranny, authoritarianism, communism, vaccine mandates, roadside checkpoints, total gun restrictions, no rights, no right to speak, no right to exist unless you worship Black Lives Matter and transgenderism, those kinds of things. So you've got to get to the good states, because we're going to see, by the way, a total economic collapse of liberal cities and liberal states. We're going to see a partial economic collapse of conservative states, because this collapse is going to happen across the board. It's going to be really dramatic. I'm talking about the debt collapse that's coming, the fiat currency collapse. But the liberal states and cities will utterly collapse. Their governments will fail. They will no longer be able to function. They will collapse into anarchy, run by warlords and gangs. So what you saw with Chaz in Seattle, with Raz the Chaz warlord, dreadlock wearing, you know, criminal, gun-toting, AK-47 guy handing out guns in the middle of Chaz, that, imagine that on a much larger scale. Imagine that running all of Los Angeles, all of Sacramento, all of San Francisco, San Diego, you name it. Oh, and Oakland goes without mention, right? This is what's coming. You do not want to be anywhere near any of the of those places. You don't want to be under the authority of Democrat control. Now, I know many of you in California, you are planning to split off from the Democrats, the insane lunatics running the West Coast. That's probably a good idea, too. I definitely endorse that idea. Maybe you'll be able to pull that off. And so you might argue that's a reason to stay in California and fight for secession to create a new free California state, whatever it's called, you know, Jefferson or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that idea. I'm with you on that. If that's your goal, to secede and create your own free state, then yeah, you need to be there so you can fight for that effort. If you're not part of that, you might need to get out ahead of time, because it's going to get crazy bad. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get kinetic. If you're not ready and willing to fight for your life, you need to get out of there and get to a conservative state that has some rule of law. So that's my take on things. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can read my website, naturalnews.com. I'm also on Parler now under Health Ranger. That's my username on Parler. And of course, you can also find me on Brighteon.com, where you can hear all my podcasts at the channel HR Report. Thank you for listening.